So as we discussed, one of the key findings from Zondo is around whether or not South Africa's constitution should be amended to allow the direct election of the president. And I was saying a bit earlier on the exact quote from Zondo saying, how did we end up as the country with a president who would act the way that Zuma acted? And that is because of the way that our electoral system works. So Zondo has said that this electoral system is flawed because many people want to vote for the ANC, but not for Zuma as president. So we know that there has now been a change in legislation where we can elect directly independent people, but should there be a complete overhaul of electoral reforms? Musi Maimane is the leader at the One SA movement. Musi, good afternoon to you. Thanks very much for your time. What are your thoughts on Zondo? I imagine this is the flag you've been waving for some time now.
Good afternoon, and good afternoon, fellow South Africans. Absolutely. I think that, you know, in some level, you can read Zondo Commission and realize that these things have been ventilated in the public discourse for way too long. We all knew of the corruption at SA. We all knew of Eskom. We knew, and I think even the sitting president at this point in time knew of all of those things, as the Zondo Commission indicates. But in truth, two institutions, in fact, effectively failed. One, Parliament, because of how Parliament, in fact, works, in that it simply takes power away from the people, and then the Speaker of Parliament doesn't act in that way. And then equally so the presidency, in that there was no system to be able to go, well, here's a president who's accountable to the people. So I think Zondo and Judge Zondo's recommendations about the electoral reform are vital, in that the president ought to fear the people, because when the people called for the president to be removed, there was no action from Parliament. And two, that Parliament failed in its job, because when people vote in Parliament, they first ask the question, do I defend my party or not, rather than in fact saying, I fear the public so much that I will do what is right for the people rather than for the party.
And there's that culture, particularly in the ANC, of party first, and we do whatever we need to do to protect the ANC. So, Musi, what happens now? Because Zondo has said that there should be electoral reforms. We've got that Francel Slabbert report of 2003. What happens? Does Parliament now say, let's look at these electoral reforms? Do you foresee a court challenge again where we could force Parliament to make these changes?
The current prescriptions that Parliament has put forward will not work and will not pass constitutional muster. And so there will be a court challenge anyways. It's been given until the 10th of December. What I think is vital to happen, we must reform to a constituency-based model, because in a constituency-based model, let the people know who represents them. Even if that person says, I'm from party X or Y, let the people know them. Secondly, I think that Parliament and the citizens of this country need to take an active role in making sure that there should be accountability. Parliament is not going to self-correct. It has shown that it doesn't do its job. It has shown it doesn't process its own reports. Therefore, the citizens must take an active view on making sure that actually prosecutions take place. But more than anything, that an electoral system is delivered that will allow them to know who they are voting for and hold the person accountable. And then I really do think it's about time that we genuinely have a conversation about the direct election of the president. And that will require for us to be gathered, A, inside the Constitutional Court, B, to use whatever legal means and public pressure we can to ensure that that is achieved. Because when we do that, we can make sure that no president acts like Zuma, but no president also is an observer of Zuma without any action and without fear of the public.
Musi, thanks very much. Musi Maimane is the leader at the One SA movement, reacting there to the recommendations from the Chief Justice Raymond Zondo around the electoral system, electoral reforms that are required, and the direct election of the president.